other country. You'll find all you need right here. Elderberry products are in full supply. Gummies, lozenges, syrups, and capsules. Stay healthy in this time of uncertainty and ask Jeannie about immune-boosting essential oils, too. Plus, check out their locally sourced fresh meat from Kansas. Be proactive, not reactive. Shop Natural Food Center at 414 West 8th. Open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays till noon.
And good morning. Back inside our studios here in Coffeyville, you're tuned in to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with me. I am Brandon Tabman. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Pleased to be joined now by Dr. Joe Meyer out of Wilson Medical Center in Neodesha. Of course, they also have offices in Cherryvale and Independence. But Dr. Joe Meyer joining us here this morning to give a local physician's perspective on everything going on with COVID-19, the coronavirus, and how it's impacted our community here in Southeast Kansas. But Dr. Joe Meyer, appreciate it very much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you reaching out. Of course, I think this is a good time to get some information just from a local physician's perspective on everything going on. And obviously there's a lot of questions that people have during these times, and I'm sure, let's start here, just as a medical professional, what have these times been like for you and your colleagues and just work in general?
You know, it's become a very it's a very interesting time in medicine all around. And then with this, you know, because people are scared, you know, they're scared to they don't, you know, everybody's being told to quarantine or to socially distance and stay at home, and they're not exactly sure what those terms mean, so some people are just even scared to get out and get supplies or even get their healthcare needs taken care of as a whole in general. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks on how we roll out our response to make sure that we're still taking care of the community and all of their needs.
Well, you mentioned, of course, the quarantine factor of it. There's a lot of misinformation in regards to the difference between quarantine and isolation. We've had people ask us that question, but there is a difference between quarantine and isolation.
Yes, there's definitely a difference between quarantine and isolation. You know, the main goals of a quarantine situation, basically you're going to just separate and kind of restrict your movements, you know, so you decrease your risk of exposing other people if you are, you know, decrease their risk of exposures to a contagious person or something like that. You know, the state has placed lots of people into quarantine, you know, and recommending that they stay there within 14 days. And, you know, really, they're just trying to kind of slow their movements down to just the bare essentials of what they need. It's not a full-on you're locked down. Now that's where isolation really comes in, and isolation, you know, really wants to just completely separate individuals from the community itself. You know, that's what we saw in China. There was lots of reports over there that they were, you know, isolating people in hotels and things like that because they could control access in and out, and then those people were all isolated there from the rest of the population. There's very few people, you know, right now that are really in full isolation, except for those cases that are less severe that are still at home. Those people have been essentially placed in isolation. But otherwise, the other isolation patients are all in, you know, tertiary medical centers in, say, Wichita, Kansas City, and other medical centers up in Johnson County.
We're talking with Dr. Joe Meyer out of Wilson Medical Center in Neodesha. Of course, they also have offices in Cherryvale and Independence, getting that local perspective on the coronavirus pandemic that has obviously swept our nation. Plenty of things still to talk about. You know, what have been some of the most commonly asked questions to you during these times from community members?
Probably the number one question that everyone has asked is how bad you think this is going to be. That is the question that I think every provider, not just in Southeast Kansas, but across the United States has been asked, you know, how bad is this going to be? And the scary answer to that is that we don't really know. We don't have an answer as to how bad this is going to be, because we're still finding that people are not practicing, you know, safe social distancing, trying to restrict their movements. You know, there was a report that I read yesterday that, you know, college-age students are planning get-togethers to try to find somebody that's infected and then, you know, have a party so they could all become infected and just get this over with as fast as possible. But it's so there's scary things like that that we just don't have a good grasp on really controlling this at the moment. And there's no herd immunity to this. So this is a brand new virus that's out there. This is, you know, just been seen since December and when it started in China. And this could have started anywhere, to be honest. It just happened that that's where the virus mutated at that time to its new form and then, you know, became extremely infective. When you don't have anybody that's had this before, it just makes it very, very dangerous and very deadly. So the long and short of it is we don't know. The model predictions are showing it could be really, really severe or, you know, we could kind of stay like we are. In Southeast Kansas, you know, I think every facility, and especially here where we're at, I know exactly what we're doing, and we're preparing for, you know, the worst-case scenarios that are entire hospitals full and that we're taking care of really sick patients. But we hope that doesn't happen.
We're talking with Dr. Joe Meyer from Wilson Medical Center out in Neodesha. They also have offices in Cherryvale and Independence. Again, getting that local perspective on what's going on with the coronavirus. Again, kind of preparing for worst case scenario. But, you know, something I saw the other day, Dr. Anthony Fauci is the main doctor that's been alongside President Trump in those press conferences, kind of the main doctor from the national perspective that everyone's looking at. I saw something from him the other day. Basically saying that, you know, we can and more than likely are going to get through this at some point, whether it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, but how there is a possibility of it maybe circulating again come wintertime. Is that something you've seen or just from you as a medical professional? I mean, what's your take on that?
You know, I think we're going to, I mean, this is going to become just like almost any other virus. Eventually, you know, It will circle back around, you know, because there's going to be people that don't get infected with it the first time. I mean, we will have this big surge and this massive outbreak and pandemic and epidemic that we have going on. And then eventually what will happen is that the cases will start to slow down because the number of people that have been infected and recover will get better, but we'll still have some that have not recovered or have not been infected yet. And then we'll see that secondary surge that will probably occur later. That is my best assessment of what's going to happen, and I do feel that we'll have a secondary jump in this, but it will not be near as severe as this first outbreak that we're dealing with. And then eventually we'll have enough exposure to this. There will develop enough community immunity to this that it won't be a severe deal. But this is how, you know, we've seen this with different flu viruses and other viral outbreaks. This tends to be what happens. And then, you know, it's pretty classic for some of these things.
As of the numbers that were updated yesterday by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, of course, it only updates once a day. So these numbers are pretty fluent. They fluctuate quite a bit. It might not be the most accurate number because cases that are positive are still rolling in. But the latest up-to-date numbers here in Kansas were at 168, but nearly 2,900 negative tests. Of course, we have had three deaths to this point because of this coronavirus. There's a lot of people out there who tend to overthink, who are obviously very concerned and rightfully so, but you feel a tickle in your throat. Some people have worst case scenario thought, whether they might have a cough or it's, you know, maybe it might not be the coronavirus, but something might be going around. For those that are reaching out and maybe showing signs of potential symptoms, obviously there's, you know, limited amount of supplies to what can be used in our area. So for those people that might be calling and saying, oh, I have a cough or I have a slight fever or maybe showing a symptom or two, what's your direction to them?
So my direction to all of those patients is we have them seen. We're trying to deflect those patients away from the emergency rooms because that's historically where a lot of those patients, you know, they would almost become somewhat panicked and they would go to the emergency room. We're trying to direct them to our clinics, and most of the clinics in the area are all practicing the same way we are. We will have them in. We screen them at the door for any fevers. We get a mask on them, we get them to our rooms, and then we go through our checklist. And the state has provided, and the state and the CDC have both provided very clear-cut guidelines on who needs to be tested, who does not, and we can risk stratify patients based off of that. One of the things that we've stressed to all of our providers in here is to use good clinical judgment, but we need to see these patients. You know, having those fevers, having the tickle in your throat, the cough, you know, some of those things are the start of these symptoms, and it's so hard to differentiate unless we can really get eyes on you to kind of do that full physical exam and figure out what's going on. So, and then initiate any testing procedures that we need to do from that point.
Dr. Joe Meyer with us. A couple more minutes from Wilson Medical Center out of Neodesha. They have offices in Cherryvale and Independence as well, getting a local perspective on what's going on with COVID-19. Couple more questions for you. We had an interview yesterday with an ICC Fab Lab worker, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center's Brian Lawrence joined us as well. Jim Carell was with us here yesterday from Fab Lab, but they're talking about printing 3D reusable masks to eventually, you know, help provide and supply some more gear for the locals in the area. What has the supply been like for gear, and how you guys been kind of managing that?
So, I mean, like any facility across the United States, there's a fear of running out of supplies. I feel like we've managed our supply chain very, very well. We were somewhat proactive at the beginning of this to acquire what we felt like we needed at that time. And so we're in a very good position overall with our supplies, but we're making our contingency plans. We've been looking at, you know, the plastics companies and the fab shops that can possibly manufacture us masks, the local communities that have been bringing in, you know, reusable supplies and cloth masks. We're looking at, you know, if we may get to the point that we need to use all of those to save all of our N95 masks, or if we've exhausted all of our supplies. You know, I encourage those things and to develop this research and try to get, you know, alternatives to the supply chains that we have right now, because if it does get bad, you know, we're going to need it. Anything is better than nothing for protection and to protect both our staff and other patients and the population in general.
Well, now, of course, we're at a point where about over half, really, of Kansas's population are basically under the stay-at-home order. It's kind of by a county-by-county basis. You know, we're not under one of those here in Montgomery County at this time, but speaking as a medical professional, we had a Montgomery County Commissioners had a special meeting earlier this week, and one of the things they had mentioned was they felt like our area was doing a really good job of the social distancing and staying in unless we had to be out for those essential needs. I'll ask you this, as a medical professional in this area, do you believe Montgomery County or this area in general is a stay-at-home order necessary?
You know, from my perspective, I feel like that I would implement something like that for a short period of time, just because I feel like that's the best way to protect our populations from a population health standpoint. That would be what I would like to see, just because I feel it's the best way to slow this down or even mitigate our entire exposure to it in our population here. I do feel like, though, that, you know, Montgomery, Labette, Wilson County, we're kind of surrounded by this on all sides of us, and yet we've, you know, the county areas that we serve and that we see patients from have really, we haven't had a case here yet, and we've done very, very well with that. Now, it's probably coming, but I feel like our social distancing and those things are working out very, very well. The response from our manufacturing companies in the area, you know, they have all, you know, kind of taken different approaches. But some have just decided to furlough for, you know, a couple of weeks and, you know, do those things to protect their staff. And those are really great decisions for companies to make. I feel like that a stay-at-home order really would be one of the best things we could do to protect our populations.
Dr. Joe Meyer from Wilson Medical Center joining us. Hey, I'll leave you with this. You have the floor here for 60 seconds or so. What would a PSA sound like from you to the community members with everything going on? What's your PSA to the community right now?
Oh, you know, the big things that I want everybody to do is to practice good, safe hygiene. You know, wash their hands, don't touch their faces, you know, don't touch surfaces and stuff, you know, clean everything, make sure your home's clean, make sure your cars are clean. You know, when you, if you do have to get out and go to the stores, you know, keep your social distancing from everyone, you know, and remember that social distancing isn't, you know, in inviting your whole family over for dinner to your house. It's, you know, staying in your home with your close, you know, your family right there, not inviting everybody in, and just really, you know, practice some good distancing from everyone. I think that's going to be our best way to slow this down. And again, just that good hygiene, you know, washing your hands as often as you possibly can, and just good, safe practices.
Dr. Joe Meyer, there he is from Wilson Medical Center out of Neodesha, of course, offices in Cherryvale and Independence as well. But just such a good thing to get a local doctor's perspective on everything that's going on here with COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Dr. Joe Meyer, thanks again for joining us here today. Hopefully we can get through this sooner rather than later. And hopefully we'll talk to you down the road. Stay safe.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right, there he is, Dr. Joe Meyer, joining us from Wilson Medical Center out of Neodesha, of course, offices in Cherryvale and Independence as well, but getting a great local physician's perspective on everything. We'll have a story up soon on that, so keep tabs on our website. We'll get the interview up with him as well. So again, great stuff from Dr. Joe Meyer out of Wilson Medical Center here this morning. We're coming up on 8:30. You're locked in. It is the mighty 690 KGGF.